Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts, Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smokin' Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour.
Never before have I turned on you when you look too good to me. Your beady eyes that you're coming into, and I just can't let you be. But it's a free-for-all and a hide and seek, you can bet your life. Stakes are high and so am I. It's in the air tonight. Tell them it's going to be a rock and roll weekend.
Rock and roll weekend. Rock and roll.
Welcome, welcome, listeners, to this rock and roll weekend, holiday rock and roll weekend. Looks like the Roofmeister there has some Tony Tichere's.
I do. I love that stuff. I put it on everything, and I snort it straight from the bottle sometimes.
Good for you. It's good for the inside of your nose.
It is, and your heart. The sodium is fantastic.
Yeah, what's the first ingredient on Tony Tichere's, just out of curiosity?
Salt.
Oh, my God, I'm shocked.
Salt really? And red peppers, yeah. Okay, let's see what the sodium content. 15% of your daily allowance per serving, which is a quarter teaspoon.
A quarter of a teaspoon? Do you even realize how little that is?
Useless. I use a cup.
I know that it's very little because I have to add like some to the flowers when I'm using the stuff called Maxi Bloom, I'm smoking some pot, you guys, which I use on my plants, and it's like quarter of a teaspoon, and I always look at it and go, there's no way that is enough to make any fucking difference on anything.
No.
But apparently it is, Rufus. Apparently it is.
To a human or to a plant?
To a plant. Yeah. I've never tried snorting the Cool Bloom or the Maxi Bloom, but now that you mentioned it, maybe I will.
So first time for everything.
Can it hurt? Someone has. I guarantee you someone has.
I'm sure.
I saw it on Cops. Probably had to give it to a mouse first, right, before they could even sell it on the open market to make sure that it wouldn't kill people.
I'm sure many a mouse died.
Yeah, I mean, they're just mice, right? I remember once... Remember my little cat, Nesta? You remember Nesta, that little tiny cat?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Joel, you remember Joel had those, before Joel moved in with us, he had like a bunch of snakes and reptiles and whatnot. I don't know, did he have a reptile when we lived? Yeah, I think he did when we lived on Roehampton.
Did he? Must have been in his room. I don't remember that.
Well, reptiles don't get out much. They don't really have a lot of personality, so you're not like, hey, check it out. I'm just chilling with my reptile. I remember, though, one day, I do remember that he did have it because one day it bit him on the face. When it was sitting on his chest, and the next day, it was gone, and he had a new wallet.
Was it a snake or an iguana? What was it?
It was an iguana. Yes, it was an iguana.
Oh, my God.
And I always kind of felt sorry for the iguana. You know what I mean? Just kind of stared off into space. I mean, I don't know that I blame it for biting him in the face, but anyways, they feed these – he had a snake, and they would feed the snake like baby mice, right?
Yeah, we had a snake. We did that.
Yeah, and you're very disturbed, by the way. You're a sick, sick person.
They were already dead. They were frozen.
Oh, okay. Well, no, this was a live mouse, right?
Yeah, I never did that. I'm not
so he had a live mouse, and I felt so sorry for the mouse. I'm like, dude, don't feed the snake the mouse. I'll give you $5. I'm just going to keep the mouse. And I was going to let it out, like, the next day. Or I didn't even know what I was going to do. Letting it out, it probably surely would have died. But, so, I named the mouse Stuart. This all happened in, like, a half an hour.
Sure, of course.
Let me save this mouse for you from this fucking awful reptile snake. And so, I named the mouse Stuart, after Stuart the mouse. I mean, you're familiar with that book, probably.
Oh, yes.
My favorite book growing up, by the way, just because I always thought it'd be so cool to have a fucking little car that a mouse could drive. I thought that was like the coolest fucking thing ever.
That is cool. That is cool. Whenever I played G.I. Joes as a kid, I used to always pretend like I was actually this big in like my house, you know?
I was doing that, myself as the little steward driving the little tiny car.
Yeah, always fun.
So anyways, I'm like, okay, I've saved this mile. So I was feeling pretty good about myself. I'm sitting on the couch in the living room. This is when I lived right behind St. Edward's. Teresa Drive, I do believe it was called. Right there by Teresa Hall. Right? That's where you lived. You were probably hanging out in your dorm at St. Edward's while I was going through this trauma just a fucking mere probably 150 yards from you.
I would not be surprised. Maybe it was that night I smelled weed outside my window.
That would have been every night if you had lived close to where I was and when I spent time at St. Edward's. But so I'm sitting on the couch, just smoked a joint, watching some kind of show on TV, and here comes Nesta with the dead mouse in her mouth. She had jumped up in the little box house that I made it and put Stuart out of his misery, so to speak. She had one tiny little hole right in his neck.
Oh, my God. Well, that's precision, though, at least.
Yeah. For a cat that never had hunted anything before, it tells you, you know, it's just fucking instinct.
It is. It just fucking turns instinct. On. They do it.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? And I was watching this thing. You can appreciate this. I was watching a show called Ancient Aliens the other night, right? Have you ever watched that show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you're going to know right where I'm coming from. So this one guy saying that we have this urge. We don't know why. We want to colonize Mars so fucking bad. And he's like, it's just in our fucking DNA. There's just one tiny little part of our brain that knows enough to say you need to get off of Earth and go to another fucking planet if you're going to survive.
Well, I believe that.
I'm not saying I don't believe it. I'm just saying it's just kind of like a cat knowing how to hunt a mouse. It doesn't know why. It's just like an instinct that says you must do this if you want to fucking survive.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure that's why people made canoes and like pushed them out into the fucking ocean. We're like, I don't know where I'm going, but I just got to do it.
Yeah, good point. And have you seen this thing where they're convinced, though? And see, these guys start to lose me on Ancient Aliens sometimes.
They've lost me after season two. One.
This guy got this haircut, right? And you're like, dude, you almost would be making sense, but I cannot take you fucking seriously with that haircut. I just refuse.
Is it the guy with the Giorgio? That's his name.
Poofed out hair and wearing this, I don't know what kind of suit coat he's wearing, but I'm like, don't do it, dude. You could probably be somebody if you weren't trying to rock that fucking look. But then.
Yeah, season one and season two of that show were pretty good.
Might be covering like a dome head that we don't even know about.
He's got that egg-shaped head like all aliens do.
Exactly.
The first couple of seasons were pretty good and compelling. I mean, I did scratch my chin at a few, but at this point, they're just trying to keep it going and get ratings and money. And they're like, every fucking thing they talk about, it's like, well, it must have been fucking aliens, right?
Yeah, I know. It's like, well, they came out with a new tostada at Taco Bell. Apparently, the aliens dropped some secret recipe off in a Mayan pyramid fucking 500 centuries ago, and it has finally bubbled to the surface, and it's like an ancient recipe for a tostada.
Human technology cannot create nacho cheese of this quality.
Yeah, exactly. It had to be otherworldly. But I mean, really, we're aliens to this planet, first of all, because my understanding is, right, so meteors hit the Earth from some other fucking planet and deposited most of the shit that's on this planet here.
Yeah.
Maybe it is their seeding. I mean, that's what they mean by seeding a fucking planet, I guess.
We're cattle, basically, for some superior species.
Or they're just like, throw this away. Maybe we're space garbage.
We could be.
Floating through space, eventually crashed into fucking Earth, and now here we are.
They were cleaning up their own species, and we're like, get rid of the shit DNA. And just
like, it's probably a full space. Rubber in the back of some kind of VW van in outer space and on some other continent. Or not
we
continent,
spit
yeah,
out
continent.
Of some
okay.
alien slut's mouth.
Right, it's just spit from it's probably off the end of a cigarette butt. But an alien cigarette butt, nonetheless.
Space tobacco.
So that's what I actually watched. I binge watched like fucking 10 episodes of that when I was working one night. And then the next day I'm like talking to my wife and daughter about it. Because I fucking feel like it was totally rational.
And they start backing up slowly. Okay.
Yeah, they're like, you know, and my daughter's like, you know, you make some interesting points. She's 10 years old, right? And she's kind of a deep thinker.
I bet.
And she's like, I kind of get it. And she's like, explained to me what I was saying and stuff. And then she's like, now I think you watched enough of that, Dad. I was like, to fucking have like a 4-hour conversation on aliens. Oh, and it's hard to explain to someone.
It is.
I mean, but it's just because you get the general idea, but they kind of make it more realistic by having, like, I guess, illustrations of, like, shit happening to the Earth and depositing stuff here.
Yeah, I mean, there's some compelling stuff that there's this one place that they talk about, or that they have before. I don't remember what it's called. It's called, it's got some weird fucking Aztec name, but it's like these blocks are cut with such precision.
Right.
Like 35,000 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, they even like took them to a modern day
mill
laser engraver guy. And he's like, I don't see how this could be fucking done with anything but a laser. I don't fucking get it.
See, and that's the insanity of it all. And then they start to relate it to the Bible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I mean, would aliens put dinosaurs here, or do you think what happened was aliens had just visited us and gave us certain technologies that they knew would advance us so we just wouldn't be a bunch of monkeys?
I guess.
Some of us.
I don't fucking know, man. Who knows? I wish I knew.
Somebody knows.
The government knows.
I'm going to tell you right now, Rufus, I've lost faith in the government. The government knows nothing.
Jeez, really? You lost faith in the government?
Well, I mean, I guess at some point you kind of had to, because they're in control, and you like to think, I'm done thinking that people are smarter than me, right? Because I am definitely convinced lately, I don't care if you have a PhD in science, maybe you're fucking smarter than me in certain aspects of science, but you sure as fuck aren't smarter than me. You know what I'm saying? Would you agree with that no one is smarter than me?
Yeah, you were absolutely smarter than me.
Oh, please. How dare you say that? In jest, even. You son of a bitch. It's the holiday season, and you got to insult me?
That was all in pure sincerity.
I could tell. It was that sly smile.
I did air quotes under the table. You are
like
smarter
new
than me.
Rocking.
I knew that you would pinpoint that.
I've been
critical of everything I do, Zigzag.
Well, I mean, they do make your head look a little weird. There's no doubt.
my normal black ones, my cool ones, were commandeered by my son to watch something in private on the computer, which concerns me. So I have to take these out of my voiceover booth, which
time
is
to start
really normally.
Checking for socks under his bed.
Well, it is odd that I have no socks anymore. I don't know what happened to them.
I don't have a matching pair of fucking socks. And I'll tell you what. I'm going to have to get down on my wife and tell her to start matching up socks when she puts them in the drawer instead of just putting the socks in the drawer. Because I can find one of every kind of fucking sock when I'm in a hurry. And here's the other thing. When it's winter time, this is so strange because we just made the fucking change from summer to winter. When it's winter time, I can only find short socks. When it's fucking summertime, I can only find long socks. And I know that for a fact. I've always thought it in the back of my head. But this year, I've been keeping count. And it's like every time I reach in, it's a fucking either it's the wrong season sock. No doubt.
This is the kind of thing that dudes need to actually physically log in a spreadsheet. Because if you go to your wife and be like, look, the socks, what the fuck?
It's not
like,
working.
She'll just think you're lying. You know, she'll think, oh, yeah, well, there was one time you couldn't find a sock, and now you're saying it every time. That's why you've got to log it in a spreadsheet.
I'm trying to figure out where she gets her socks. How are her socks? You know what? And here's the deal. I only wear two kinds of fucking socks, black long ones and black short ones. And somehow I can never find – the problem is I bought a couple different brands of black long socks and black short socks. Don't ever do that. Don't ever do that, because that is where everything goes wrong. Because
really?
You can't really, if there's different socks, you can't wear them together, and it doesn't even feel right. You know what I mean?
Having two different socks on different feet is odd.
It
throws me off my game the whole day, for sure.
Yeah, I can't fucking do it. You're right, it does throw you off your game the whole day. That's like assuming you run your game to begin with.
Well, I never am, but I'm really.
As long as it's not a work day.
Sucks.
You're always on your game when it's not a work day. That I've noticed about you.
Yeah, that's true. It's sad because I don't get paid on those days.
Yeah, but you get paid on the days that you're not on your game, which is kind of fortunate.
It's the American way, like Homer Simpson said, just kind of work half-ass and get paid.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why they pay you half-ass, though, usually.
I should bring that up in my next meeting. Look, I know I only work half-ass, and you pay me half-ass. I will work at least two-thirds-ass.
That's exactly what you should say, so you can pay me. I need a raise. I'm actually going to start working now. I'm going to start working all together.
That's right. Be like, what's your name? You're the CEO, right? Well, yeah.
You'd get like a Costanza where they would appreciate your honesty.
No.
No
one appreciates honesty.
They don't. People hate honesty.
They do.
I hate honesty. If anybody ever says to you, honestly, I want to tell you something, or to be honest with you, it's like you're just like, no, thank you. Do not be – or they're just telling a lie.
That's true. That's a good way to preface a lie. If you want someone to really believe it, just say, this is the truth.
Right. It works for Trump. It works for any politician.
It does work for Trump because he just lies through his teeth, but he does it so well with confidence.
He doesn't care if you believe it or not. That's what almost makes it believable.
That's what Sam Harris says about Trump. He's like, his lying is just off the charts crazy because most people, when you lie, you have to have this reality in your mind where it can be checked against something and you're kind of balancing a game. He's like, Trump just fucking says shit that is absurd. That
he might believe it. He might fucking just believe it. There is people that are so psychiatrically damaged that they live in fucking alternate universes from what's really going on. I mean,
you know he does. He's a megalomaniac.
He's a megalomaniac sociopath. I mean, I would love to see, surely there's someone out there who has done a psychological study on Donald Trump and can name every fucking psychiatric disease that he's suffering from right fucking now.
Probably.
I mean, really. I mean, I love the fact that the guy's, his doctor, right? He had that doctor that was his White House doctor, right? And the guy came out and said that Donald Trump weighs 230 pounds, right? I weigh 230 pounds, and he's way fucking fatter than I am, and probably taller.
And he is pretty tall, I think.
Just like a perfect specimen of fucking health, right? Do you remember this at all?
I do, and it reminded me of something like Kim Jong-un's doctor would come out
right,
and say on North
exactly.
Korean TV.
And then he wanted to make that doctor the fucking Surgeon General. Don't you remember that? He wanted to make
that
guy the Surgeon General.
Holy shit, that's a true story.
That's a true story. I mean, tell me that is not fucking authoritarian or whatever you call that. Authoritarian.
Pretty nutty.
So basically, we need to write a song saying how great Trump is, and he will just fucking slather jewels and riches upon us. Out of his, well, I guess he can't now because they're closing down the Trump Foundation. So, I don't know.
Shit. What about Trump University? I was going to enroll.
You should have, dude. See, I'm glad you didn't in a way because I know you'd be some kind of giant real estate magnate by now. And you probably wouldn't even talk to me if you spent any time at Trump University.
Well, of course not. I'd be so much better than you, just like Trump.
Well, the first thing, I don't think you could do that because I don't think you could grow your hair out like that. The first thing they make you do as an enrollee at Trump University is grow your hair into a Donald. You have to grow a Donald.
No, I mean, speaking of ancient aliens, I don't know of any human species, any other human being that can do hair like that.
If you consider an Oompa Loompa a human being, maybe. Is an Oompa Loompa a human being?
Have you seen pictures of him when he's out in the wind and it's like 3 fucking feet long?
Dude,
comb over.
Did you see that one where his hair was blowing from the back when he was going up to the fucking Air Force One and his like fucking head under there looked like Uncle Fester? I mean, it was bald. His hair was fucking bald except for this long piece of hair. And I'm being dead serious. Oh. Like these long hairs that are like this fucking long that they sculpt around the front of his head and then to the back. So So it covers up the back, and the wind hit it, dude. And it was like, woo! You got, you know what? Look it up right now. Look up wind blowing the back of Trump's hair, please.
You know, I wouldn't agree with him any more than I do, but I would respect the guy more if he would just fucking shave his head bald, came out there and was like, yeah, fucking, I'm bald.
Yeah, you know, I mean, yes, I'm bald. I can accept that. That is fucking reality. I mean, that's how damaged this fucking guy's brain is. First of all, he's not gray. You're telling me this guy's not fucking gray? I'm fucking gray. I'm 50 fucking years old.
He's what, 72?
76.
Jesus.
That was the fucking kicker, too. He's talking about how old fucking Bernie Sanders is. They're the same fucking age. Are you looking that up?
Yeah, I don't see one from the back of his head, but I see a lot, and his hair is just going fucking apeshit wild.
Yeah,
it's like longer than a rock star's hair, and you're right, he just combs it around.
It. I'm going to
I think I see the video of what you're talking about.
When we edit this, folks, we're going to screencast this in. Oh, there it is right there. Donald Trump's hair blown apart by the wind. Blown apart. What does that tell you about someone's haircut?
Holy shit.
Of course, that has to be a commercial first. Are you seeing that one that I'm talking about, though?
Yeah. I'm seeing another one. I don't know if it's the one you're talking about. I see one where, the back of his head is bald as hell.
Oh, it's fucking, and it's gross looking.
I mean,
look at that. Look at that. I mean,
it seems like that's more worth than it. That's more worth than it's worth than it's worth.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
And you're risking the opportunity of the wind fucking it up, and then
I mean, you know that right there is going to happen. You know that is. I mean, the guy has no fucking hair on the. I mean, what is that? It's like a. Oh my god! And then when he turns around, it goes right back into fucking place. Yeah, just cut your hair, and you know what? That doesn't even look as bad. Even what happened right there doesn't look that bad. Because it doesn't grow up, like, blow up in this giant winged piece of hair.
Man, some of these pictures with his hair going crazy, and you can see the gigantic baldness. He looks like a...
His scalp looks like scrotal in nature, if you ask me.
I mean, he looks like some sort of, like, mutant bad guy in a movie.
He is. He, without that hair, maybe that's why he doesn't shave his head. Without that hair, he's, who is the bad guy in Austin Powers? Goldmember? Not Goldmember. He's like a mix between Goldmember and, not Vern Troyer's character, Mini-Me.
I know the guy you're talking about. God damn, why can't I think of his name?
I mean, I know. Because they should have named the movie after him. Well, someone call us up and tell us what the name of that character is. Surely you know. 646-668-8826. Give the Roofmeister a call. It seems to have, you know, and I depend on you for movie knowledge, dude. I'm a little disappointed right now.
In movie knowledge?
What are you doing with your beard, though?
What am I doing with my beard?
Just like you're real aggressive on the goatee at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Looks good.
It's a wife's idea.
That.
I'm not sure if I'd dig it, but it was a wife's idea. So
I
like it. All right.
You're looking very Wolfman Jack right now with your glasses on and your headphones and you're fucking rocking the beard.
All right.
Dude, I can remember when Wolfman Jack was on the radio. You remember that?
I do. I never heard him on the radio because, you know, I live in a small Texas town, but I heard about him on TV.
He was like a character. You could probably find he was probably the middle square on that square game. What was the name of that game? Like where you do tic tac with the stars, tic tac toe with the stars in the middle. Have you ever seen that game?
Hollywood Squares.
Thank you. I knew it was something squares.
No, you're right. It's called tic tac with the stars.
Hey, you know what? I got the premise of the fucking game right.
You did. This is true.
It's this joint from the D, dude. The joint from the D that I'm rocking every show now just fucking got my brain going.
Wow, you're making it last.
I'm like three fucking thoughts ahead of you people right now. Like, if I couldn't think of Hollywood tic-tac-doe. Remember tic-tac-doe?
No, that I do not remember.
What? Oh, my God. was on regular TV. Did you watch Jeopardy at all?
No, but I'm familiar with it.
Well, this lady was on Jeopardy this past week, right? We watch every night. And she was a pretty cool lady, actually. Her name was Jamie. She was a lawyer, but she had been in a punk rock band in 1975 to '77 called the Play the... What were they called? I'll think of it in a second. Well, anyway, so she has 3 days' worth of victories under her belt, right? And to start off the fourth day, Alex Trebek comes out and goes... He said something about the weather, whatever. He made a reference to a song, and then he said... Speaking of whatever, the one thing you can count on for Jamie is she's unpredictable. Her betting is all over the place. I mean, he like was totally rude. And the instant he said that, of course, they cut to the lady. You can see like all the fucking – she's like sad. She goes from like being super happy she's on the show to like being like, why did he fucking just insult me?
What?
You literally see like her breakdown. Then she, like, struggled through the fucking round. I mean, he fucking took the wind out of her sails.
That's fucking terrible. I mean, she lasted 3 days.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say they cut her and she was pissed because she used to be a punk rocker. She's like, fuck you, motherfucker. I'm not going to let you. I'm going to win the shit out of this.
She went out there and thrashed him. I think he wanted to fuck her is where it came from. And he's like, oh, I got to degrade her because that's like the Hollywood way.
That's true. Hey. Weird Al Yankovic was on the latest episode of Hot Ones, and he told a funny story about Wheel of Fortune when he was on Celebrity Wheel of Fortune back in the 80s. And he said he got a call from his manager, and he was like, hey, you want to do Celebrity Wheel of Fortune? He's like, no, that sounds stupid. His manager said, well, Little Richard and James Brown are going to be the other two contestants. And
Weird Al
was like, okay, well, fuck yeah, I'll do it. And so he went. And he said they did rehearsals before so they can get used to how the wheel works and the, you know, the play of the game. But it was just him and Little Richard, and James Brown was nowhere to be seen.
Right.
And then finally, like 30 minutes later, James Brown shows up late with his entourage, and he's like, let's get this going. And by this time, Weird Al and Little Richard are done. They're back in the green room, but they're watching James Brown being taught how to do this.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, he said it's pretty clear that he had never seen the show and had no idea. He'd never even played Hangman before. He didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Right.
And so he spins the wheel. James Brown spins the wheel and says, give me an A. And the producer comes on, you can only choose a consonant. And then James Brown thinks.
No, I want to play a consonant is.
Thinks a bit and says, Europe.
Is that a joke? Is that
no? It was a true story about when Weird Al was on Celebrity Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, man. You realize Weird Al has been famous since he was practically a fucking baby, I guess, because he's only like fucking 58 years old.
Yeah, he pretty much got famous right out of high school, I guess. Well, he got featured on the Dr. Domino radio show back in when he was in high school. And then
back when you could break like that. I guess you still can. Now you probably have a better chance of doing that at all. I mean, I guess... Something like the Dr. Domino show now is like YouTube is. There's just so many more people putting content out there.
Yeah, yeah, getting all kinds of followers and money and shit.
Monies. That's why, you know what? In the second season of the show, we're going to fucking come up with a format, and we're going to fucking stick to it, and we're going to ram it down people's fucking throats so we start making money doing it.
We should. I mean, we
owe it to for suckers.
Look, I'm fully dedicated. Look, hand to heart, Boy Scout thing.
Is that
we owe it to ourselves and the people. We get there's a lot of people missing out.
There is a lot of people. I feel sorry. It is three fingers, right? Is it three fingers?
Oh, I dropped out.
Were you a wee blow?
It was a wee blow.
Who were you blowing?
We. Everyone.
Everyone. Everybody. Every dude that showed up to the party.
They just look at me and say, we blow.
And you'd be like, yes, sir. I have my little kerchief for cleaning up the mess.
You got to earn that badge.
Oh, my God, the blow badge. The BJ badge. The badge of honor.
Yeah.
I know what? I got respect for guys that have fucking become Eagle Scouts. Because you got to suck a lot of dick to fucking get to Eagle Scout.
You do.
Trust me. I barely made it past wee blows.
Yeah, my mouth got full.
But you have your napkin, your neck napkin.
Yeah, they call that a bib.
Red Lobster on it. You turn it over, it had Red Lobster.
Yeah, I got the bukkake badge.
Red Lobster. That's like, you know what drives me nuts? You see these pornos where these chicks are like, and you're just like, what the fuck is that? Who enjoys that kind of fucking porn?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about. When I see it, I'm like, what the fuck?
I know. It's like, oh, yeah, she's crying, and now she threw up some lasagna she had years ago.
Vomiting.
Yeah, nothing turns a guy on like that.
Oh, yeah, vomit's sexy as hell.
Right, yeah. That snot coming out of her nose is really making me want to do her.
I mean, I'm fucking 44, man. So at this stage, I'm like, the less time I got to spend in the shower afterwards, the better. So don't
curled up in the beetle.
Yeah.
Now, what is your first memory, Rufus? And I don't mean, I mean like legitimate memory, not ones that send you into your happy place that you've blocked out, but you think are memories. What is your first actual memory? Do you know what it was?
Not my first one. I mean, I remember I have memories from when I was very, very young and from the same time, but I don't know which one's first. Like, I know we lived in a house between birth and 6 years old for me, and I remember a lot of shit from that house, but I couldn't tell you what the first memory
first
is. Memory. What's yours? Like, I feel like you're setting me up.
No,
something.
I'm not setting you up. I feel like my first memory is, and I'm going to ask about it at Christmas, is I remember my brother, I was in a stroller, and I remembered this my whole life, and it's one of those things I was just thinking about today, like, mm-hmm. You know, what your first memory is. And that, yeah, that's the kind of stuff I think about when I'm watching Dr. Phil. But, and it's something that always stuck with me was that my brother, I was at the top of my parents' driveway, and my brother let go of the stroller, and I rolled down the street and into the fucking bushes and shit across the street.
I can see how that could be a first memory. That's traumatic.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that's why I drink. Andrew.
So why were you in a stroller at the age of 9?
You know, just one of those things. They just had big kid strollers back then.
What?
That's
what
left me most of the day. Did I mention it had straps on it? I was strapped in.
But
and it wasn't 9.
In the
it
stroller,
was
but they'd have a. They'd use a belt to attach it to the ceiling fan, so at least I was being walked.
That's right. I was a child, so it was the dark ages. They hadn't even invented electricity yet. I was put on one of those things that grinds mill or grinds grain with a grinding stone, and I just circled around it all day long.
Beautiful.
Hey, it was a job. Paid well.
Did you get all your presents wrapped?
I got a confession to make, Rufus.
You better have wrapped my present at least.
I have not. I have done zero fucking shopping for Christmas at this point. Absolutely zero.
You realize Christmas is next week?
I'm with you on that, and it looks like it's going to be a cash Christmas here at the Double Z residence. I think we're just going to go all in, all cash.
Awesome.
Actually, I did get my daughter something, right? I got her big present. But other than that, a lot hasn't happened. I'm going to do it tomorrow, I've been saying, for about a month now. It's just, I'm not one of those people that gets into fucking shopping at stores and whatnot. And now I've waited too long because I checked all the online places. I've waited too long to get anything shipped in.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of in a hard place right now. It was one of those things like Amazon could get it here. So I did order one thing off Amazon, but that
was
for myself.
You.
Right.
I knew it.
So I mean, yeah, it's Christmas for me too, God damn it.
Well, fucking A.
I say next Christmas what we're going to do at my house is everybody's going to shop for themselves and we'll all watch each other open our own gifts to ourselves and be fucking happy as shit that we got said thing.
And the night before.
That's what we wanted.
You'd have a wrapping party. I'm wrapping this for myself.
Right. No, that's what we can do. Here, we'll just get ourselves what we want and make the other people wrap it. That will be the gift, that they wrap it for you, and you don't have to wrap it.
created some work for you to do for me.
That will be your present to me. So I'll make sure to get things that are very odd shaped and do not wrap easily and definitely cannot fit into bags.
Here's a basketball. Don't put it in a box. Wrap this fucking basketball.
I want to see you wrap or a skateboard. So, but I need to not know what it is.
Some of those stress balls.
A tennis racket. What is that? What could that be?
Play-Doh.
Christmas memory? Do you have a first Christmas memory?
No, I don't. I mean, I.
Man, dude, your fucking brain is mush. Do you remember what happened yesterday? I can smell the wood burning.
No. No, I really don't have a first Christmas memory. I mean, I guess I remember, as a kid, but
have a favorite Christmas memory.
The Christmas that I got up in the morning and my dad was still home.
Oh my God. Is that a joke? Or is that real? Another breakthrough here on the Hypersloth Happy Hour.
I mean, as soon as he woke up and had a cup of black coffee, he was gone.
Right.
He was there when I woke up. No, I'm totally fucking kidding.
I know you are.
No, really. The Christmas that I remember the most, even though they were all fantastic, of course,
is
I woke up and I had one of those big walking AT-AT toys from The Empire Strikes Back that I didn't think I was ever going to get because my parents claimed to be dirt poor.
Now, what was it? A walking...
The big AT-AT, the big walking robot from me.
Oh, right. From the Empire Strikes Back.
You know, right. Huge. I mean, you could sit on it and ride like a horse if you're a 7-year-old kid.
Now, did you have an X-Wing fighter that you could wrap up its legs and make it fucking fall to the ground with?
I did, yes.
Did you dress up as Chewie when you did that, when you played in that stuff?
Of course. I always dressed up as Chewie.
Hey, did you ever buy one of those Chewbacca masks that they had that those people were making those videos with of themselves?
No, I'm not.
Oh, man. I'm going to buy you one. You're going to have to wear it and do the show one time. Would you?
Well, of course I would if you got it for me.
I'm gonna ship it right to your house.
What is that? Snickers.
It is a Snickers. Nailed it. I think we talked last week that the chocolate and peanut combination just can't be beat for fucking candy. It just
can't be beat.
I had a Butterfinger earlier today. It doesn't have real peanuts in it, but it has peanut butter flavor. Really good. There's something about the...
the way it sticks in your teeth?
It sticks in my... And it kind of grinds. There's like it's almost like little diamonds or something.
What?
But it tastes so good.
What do they make that out of? I'd love to know how the fucking they make the inside of a fucking Butterfinger bar.
It's almost like chewing on fiberglass because you could feel...
I feel like it's the shit that they scrape out of the fucking peanut machine. It's just like ground old layers of fucking... peanut layers on top of each other.
I'm cool with that. I mean, it tastes good.
I mean, I'm just saying. What else could it be? It's obviously not something that grows. You think maybe they just go out and harvest it from the Butterfinger field.
Yeah.
First of all, where's the butter? I guess the butter is in the peanut butter for Butterfinger.
That's a good point, because nothing about it tastes buttery.
Where is the finger?
God damn. Look at you. You're just breaking it all down.
I'm thinking the finger is where the guy in the plant sticks his finger up his ass, then wipes it down the back of every Butterfinger bar as it slides by on the conveyor belt.
Well, he is only making minimum wage.
Well, yeah. You'd be lucky he's not replaced by a robot.
They're going to make a robot with a butthole so the robot can stick his finger in it.
No, they have a guy sitting in a chair, and the robot just has to stick its finger up the guy's ass.
He's not in a chair. He's like in stirrups.
Like
in a bed in stirrups next to the robot. And the robot's like,
he's in the same position as a cow that's about to give birth when they stick that gloved hand up their ass or whatever they do to a fucking cow.
Oh, man, that's great. We should make a video about how automation is taking like jobs at the post office, and they have show like robots like packing letters and stuff
and stealing the shit out of them.
Well, they lean over to an actual human being who has to lick all the stamps.
No, they need the robots sitting there and stealing all the stuff out of the fucking cards. Or just throwing them in the garbage or not delivering them. Because yeah. There was a thing around here where these people did not get their fucking mail for, like, believe this or not, people were not getting their full mail for, like, 4 fucking months. And they went to this mail guy's house, and he had, like, 300,000 fucking letters in the house.
Really?
Unopened, just mail. He would just go pick up the shit from the fucking post office and not deliver it. And no one ever was like, where is my fucking mail today? They would get mail, like, twice a week.
You know, that started off with him being like, he didn't feel good one day, and he's like, I'll just do it tomorrow.
Right.
And the next day, he's like, oh, fuck.
Then he's like, I got away with it. I got away with it. I keep getting away with it. I'll do it when I get caught.
But honestly, in the mail, the U.S. mail, did you get anything important? Maybe 2% of what I get. No, I want nothing out of the mailbox. Nothing.
Right.
Absolutely nothing. It's worth
it. Let me put it this way. It's not 1924 anymore when you'd run to the mail and be amazed that it fucking got there.
No,
because now the mail's there and you're like, ugh, look at that fucking pile. We have a pile of mail about half of what this guy had in his fucking house. Because we're like, you hate to throw it open. You hate to throw it away in case you ever need it. Right? But you don't really know what it is. One day you just feel like you're going to get a call and be like, ooh, that letter? Yeah, I guess we better fucking route through 6 months of mail looking for it.
We get absolutely nothing useful. I don't even think about it like checking the mail anymore. It's more like, you want to clean the mailbox? We got to clean the mailbox out.
Take your garbage bag down to the fucking mail. I mean, I feel bad because sometimes the mail guy will drive by and he'll do his route and I'll just be down there getting the fucking gas or the trash cans. And I know that I live in a cul-de-sac, so he's going to turn around. And I know 80% of the time he sees me chucking what he delivered right into the fucking trash can. Right in. You know what I mean? I'm like, ooh, God, was that – maybe I shouldn't have done that. But I don't want to carry it all
the
way.
He gets paid. Surely he knows he's delivering bullshit.
I mean, I would love to just stop and be like, hey, dude, you can still get paid. Just don't fucking bring me this shit. And they said you could sign up for that. You can't. You can't sign. You can't opt out of any of that shit. Come to find out, if someone pays for it, it has to be delivered.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you pay the delivery guy, the mail guy? Can you be like, look, I'll give you $5 if you just keep my shit?
That is a good question, Rufus. I would have to throw that by him. Of course, I had the worst mail guy in the world for a while. This is the new thing, though. I told you what happened with that, me trying to get that package delivered, right? FedEx.
Yeah.
Now it's like the mail does shit like that. I watched the mail. I was waiting for a fucking very important package one day. I can't remember what was in it. And I watched the mail guy fucking drive by, right? Knowing that he had my fucking package. And I'm like, okay, he's probably going to stop on his way back, right? Or he forgot or something.
Sure. No.
No, he did not. And he never rang the doorbell. He never did any. He didn't even pull in the fucking driveway. And that made me mad, Rufus, and I had to call and complain. I don't really call and complain, but I called and complained about this fucking guy. Then I was scared. Then fear set in. And I'm like, oh, no. What
the guy knows where you live.
It's you. But then I thought, does he, though? Because there's plenty of people that he's probably doing the same thing to. But then I'm like, can the post office tell him it was me? I didn't want him to go postal on me. That's what I was afraid of.
Mm.
See, then we, like, sometimes have a really nice lady who brings the mail.
Well, hopefully they didn't think it was her and chastised her.
No, I think I described him pretty well. I said, that filthy fucking son of a bitch. And they said, oh, yeah.
Oh, that guy.
Talk about Ron. Yeah, he's a filthy animal, that fucking guy. Lazy, too.
Well, he does work for the post office.
Yeah. You know what? And I used to think that's a gravy gig. It's not really a gravy gig anymore. It's kind of dangerous nowadays.
Well, you got to drive. You have to have your car retrofitted so that your steering wheel's on the other side.
Or you have to do crazy
fucking leaning things.
I don't want to. I used to practice that around my neighborhood, just so you know, when I was like 16.
You practiced?
Yeah, like driving from the other side, like a mail person. It's not easy, dude, but I could see how you could probably get the hang of it after a while.
Well, what happened to mail trucks? I mean,
they still have them. No, they have mail trucks where I live. We get mail trucks. So, first of all, your probably whole day is thrown off by getting in a car. I wonder if you could just buy a car from England, and that's what you drive all the time, so you're not, like, thrown off as soon as you get to work and feel like, oh, where's the steering wheel? Because you get from your regular car into a car with the steering wheel on the opposite side.
I don't know.
That's going to go crazy.
The mail person we had in Arkansas, not here, like, I haven't seen a mail truck in forever. Like, the mail we get here is just a guy in his car.
Really?
And in Arkansas, it was a lady in her Jeep, and she had a Jeep that had the – it was reversed. I mean, she was on the right side.
Got to be a market for it.
I'm sure.
First of all, I can't believe they could let a person do it in the old-style car, but I do see him doing it. Because
oh, yeah.
Think about how many laws you're breaking. You can't wear a seatbelt, right? You couldn't wear a seatbelt and drive the car from the other side. Because you got to kind of get over in the middle, basically, to drive.
It needs some serious government regulation and oversight.
It does. But it's the one thing they don't fucking regulate. I'd love to know how many people delivering mail are fucking killed each year because they're driving on the wrong side of the fucking car. I'm sure
there's... I would love to know that, too.
I'm sure someone knows.
But the United States Post Office is kind of like the Federal Reserve. It's not actually part of the government. It's a completely private entity that's contracted with the government.
Then how do they always talk about taking it private, then, if it's always already technically private?
Because it's a sham.
Well, I know. It's like a Ponzi scheme if you work for the fucking post office, though, because their problem is the reason they don't make any money is because they're paying for people that aren't even employed there yet to be retired.
Yes.
So how can you say that's not part of the government? Only a government would do something so fucking stupid.
Well, they have to do it because they have the government contract. So the government's like...
Oh, yeah, the government makes them do it.
In order to get this contract, you have to do very stupid things.
Then we're going to complain that you're losing fucking money. So we are subsidizing you to do these stupid things that we insist you fucking do. So the cost of a stamp is really like
$47. Yeah, that's why they take a loss. It's a loss leader for them.
for people that haven't even been born yet to fucking retire for a job that's not going to be around in fucking 10 years.
I am honestly surprised the post office, the USPS, exists. I mean, given email and UPS and FedEx.
Why wouldn't Amazon just buy the fucking mail service and make it its own fucking deal?
Unless you buy it and shut it down.
Why, though? They could forget paying UPS or whoever. I mean, they don't have to pay those fucking retirement shit in advance.
Yeah, that's true.
So they probably would save money. I mean, eventually, right now, I'll tell you that Amazon will buy UPS. I fucking guarantee it. When is the last time you saw some... I mean, once a fucking year, I get something from UPS that's not from Amazon.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean, I'm being dead serious.
But I guess it's also true that I order everything from Amazon. So
right. Well, you think you're a lot different from the average consumer? No way. I mean, I order everything from Amazon. You're a rare person. My wife has a lady that she works with, I guess I'd call her a friend, who insists on going to the store all the time and doing all her shopping, right? She orders nothing online. And she's like the maddest, most unhappy person in the fucking whole world. And I'm like, well, of course she is. She's mingling with other people that are super mad that they're waiting in fucking line and trying on shit or waiting for fucking dressing rooms. Yeah, of course she's angry all the time. She's just around a bunch of fucking angry people.
We buy everything online, even things that we get from Walmart and Sam's Club, which is like our version of Costco here.
Right.
Because we use Ebates. So we order it online at Walmart. We get 4% back from Ebates, and they pick it and put it in a box, and we go get it. I mean, why the fuck would you? And plus, we get money back on our credit card. It's like dumb to just go and walk around and pick shit out.
Well, and you know what? And waste money because you're fucking falling for all the little fucking tiny sleight of hand end cap shit at the fucking store. You know what I mean? You're impulse buying. They're suckers, people that shop. Us shut-ins are the fucking smart people.
This is true. I'm proud to be a shut-in. I would like to be more shutter-in. I don't want to leave, ever. The
question is, are you shut in or are you shut out?
A
little bit of both.
A little bit of both, and I prefer it that way. I want to be shut into my house and shut out of every fucking thing else.
And everybody's business.
Just leave me alone.
Make their stuff your business.
That's right.
Dude, this is so sad. Last night, I was on my usual, like, walk, jog, but I'm just going to call it a walk because I've just been walking lately. And I walk up to the Friendly Mart, which is about a mile and a half from my house, and I buy a bubbly, right? I smoked a half a joint on the way there, in full disclosure.
Love bubbly.
So I'm leaving, and I've got my headphones on, and I'm listening to the D, by the way. I'm just throwing that in. It doesn't really have anything to do with the story, but I was listening to the D. Oh, hello, bubbly. What flavor?
It's from today.
I don't know if I've seen that flavor. What flavor was that?
It's strawberry.
I haven't seen strawberry. I've only had the grapefruit and the lime. Nice.
Yeah, I've only had strawberry and lime. They should sponsor us because we both love them.
They should.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
So this guy pulls up, right, and I'm walking out of the place. I bought some chapstick and a bubbly, and I'm walking out and some lottery tickets. I mean, if we're going to go all truth here, I might as well go all truth. Not the scratch-off kind, just the fucking other kind.
Me too.
Never played the scratch-off. So I'm walking, and this guy's like yelling at me, "Hey, buddy, hey, buddy." So I take my earphone off. I'm like, he's like, "Hey, I can't walk. Can you help me put some gas in my car?" Right?
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, see? And I'm a little scared. I'm like, ew, what is good? This guy can't walk. And I'm like, so I yell over to him. I'm like, "You're not going to rob me, are you?" But yeah, like if a guy's going to rob me, he's like, "Oh, never mind, buddy. I was going to rob you."
So the deal's off. Okay.
Right? So I get over to the car, and the guy is like crippled, right? And he's I don't even know how he's driving this car. Rufus, I mean, it looks like he can't move his leg, but I can really see his bottom half of his body. I can only see the top half of his body, and his arms are, like, really short, like, super-duper short, T-Rex short, right? And
he
hands his credit card out the window, and he's like, and I said, "How much?" And he said, $20. So I put it in, and we start gabbing about the price of gas. I mean, all the normal things that come out. He's like,
That's what she said.
"What are you doing tonight?" And I was like, I'm just out here on my walk. And I was like, "Oh no. I mean, should I say that?" And I found myself saying it another time. And then I was apologizing for being able to walk. I was like, "Yeah, well, I'm only out here walking because I like to eat so much candy." Because he was saying that his mom was at home making Buckeyes and cookies. And I'm like, "Oh yeah, that's why I'm out for my walk, because I don't want to be fat." And I'm just like, yeah. And then we're talking, and he's like, get them all filled up. And I said, "Okay, you're all good." And he's like, "Yeah, now I'm going to go make some money."
Oh, no.
And I was like, what? See, and I didn't even ask. I just walked away, because then I was like, uh-oh, this is where I get robbed. You know what I mean? I'm like, this is the part of the story where it gets weird. So I just walked off. So I'll never know how he was going to go make money. I don't know if he was going to the casino. He obviously wasn't going to his job at 10 o'clock at night. And, you know, I was like, I wonder what this guy is going to do. He seemed like a perfectly nice guy, though.
How's the guy who can't walk in his gimpy arms making money?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, walked away, and I'm like, God, I almost got to know. I almost have to know, is he going to the casino? Or I don't know what he was saying. But I kind of did the answer, "Yeah, me too." So I guess he thought maybe I was going to make some money as well, and probably was wondering how I was going to do it wearing sweatpants and some headphones.
That's such a vague thing to say.
Yeah, and I was like, "Ooh, is he asking me?" I was like, I don't get it.
I think he was throwing a line out. You want to make some money too?
Right. I think he was too.
I know some people. They have legs and arms.
And that's when I was like, uh-oh, this is the part where I get hit on the head. Some guy comes out of the backseat and fucking nails me.
Well, the guy couldn't walk, has gimped up arms, but he's going to go make some money.
Right.
That's,
was he asking for me to blow him and I pay him? Is that what he was getting at? Like, I'm not really sure what was going to happen there. So I just kind of limped off like, ew, that was strange. Then I got scared because I'm walking and I can't see his car. And you got, granted, dude, there's nobody out there, right? It's like me and this guy and the guy in the fucking convenience store who has no idea what the fuck is going on, right? He doesn't even know I'm out there putting gas in this fucking guy's car. I'm almost kind of looking at Jesse like, hey, dude, I'm out here in case something fucking weird happens. And he's just watching professional wrestling on his phone. So I'm walking away and I'm like, dude, what if this guy, then I'm like, this guy, how is he even driving? And Grant, don't forget I'm fucking stoned too. I just smoked half a joint and I'm like, how is this guy even driving? And I'm like, he could fucking run me over. Right? I'm walking on the street. This guy could fucking lose control of this car and run me over. So I like start walking like faster.
Lose
then
control.
I'm like, man, what if this guy sees me over here and he thinks I'm trying to get away from him? Oh, man, there was a lot of fucking thoughts going on in there, but I feel like I did my good deed because last thing I said was, Merry Christmas to you, buddy.
And what'd he say?
Merry Christmas? Jesus, dude, I can't even walk. What the fuck are you talking about?
How can I have a Merry Christmas? I haven't had
first
a Merry
you
Christmas
made
since
fun
March.
Of me twice, rubbing it in my face that I can't fucking walk, and now you say Merry Christmas? That's why I was afraid he was going to run me over.
Did you I get a high five from him?
Low five, a very low five. And I was handing his credit card back to him, and I'm like waving it out the window, or like towards the window, like, yeah, I'll reach out and grab it. Then I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, right, the guy doesn't even really have any. I just really wish I knew how he was driving that car, honestly. I don't know how it was possible. And like I said, perfectly nice guy. I have nothing against handicapped people. It just, it was a strange encounter.
Well, maybe by making money, maybe he's like an Uber or a Lyft driver. And that's what he meant. He's like, I got some gas. I'm going to go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Imagine getting in the car. With. There's no way Uber's terms of service would fucking accept this as for you. I guess a driverless car. I mean, they.
Are you
they
saying a driverless car is better than a handicapped driver?
I'm not saying that. I would have to see a comparison. I don't know. I would say, this is what I would say to that, Rufus. This is what I will speak to that by saying, excuse me, if someone got in this car and saw the guy behind the driver's seat as handicapped, it would make someone very uncomfortable.
What if you got in an Uber car or a Lyft car, and as soon as you got in the back seat, the gimpy guy turned around and said, all right, time to make some money. And then just sped off.
Right. And then he would harvest my organs. And then he would realize that they're not any good and probably fucking throw them in the garbage somewhere and be like, yeah, what a fucking waste of time that was.
Have you ever done an Uber or Lyft?
No, I have not. I do not have the fucking cojones for that. It's just, you're giving someone you have no idea and has never been vetted by anyone complete fucking control over your fucking life. Either they could drive you away and fucking kill you. They could fucking, who knows? They could be like, I'm having a horrible day and crash 1,000 miles an hour into a tree. And you can say the same thing about a taxi driver, but at least a taxi driver has like a license and like it works for someone. They know that they're out there. You know what I mean?
I think, I don't even think it's a matter of cojones. I think it's common sense. Don't fucking do it. Don't get an Uber or a Lyft.
Like,
I would never do it.
People do it.
Yeah, they do in big cities, and I'll be like, no.
My mom's friend is an Uber driver where I live, right? Tiny, not a small town, 100,000 people around here. But I'm like, she could get her fucking throat cut. She's like a fucking 75-year-old woman.
Damn.
And she's out driving people around in her Uber car. I'm like, man, that is fucking brave.
And even if I were an Uber driver, I mean, taxis have, at least a lot of taxis, they have that cage, right?
Right, because something has happened along the way that says, you know what you need behind your head if you're
a fucking
cage? Something to keep someone from fucking choking you out. Well, you know what? Where I live in Indiana, when I didn't live here, there was a guy going around. He killed like 5 fucking cab drivers in my city.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, this is a small city, dude. It was like a serial killing thing that went on for like 3 or 4 years till they caught the guy. Yeah. So, no, I do not and will not take it. Now, wait a minute. Wait the proper amount of time, and we'll go into the other part of the show, and you can answer if you would ever be an Uber driver.
I can answer that now.
two, one. Would you?
No. I mean, the answer is no.
You had complete power over someone to take them in your car and do with them what you will and leave them in a ditch somewhere?
No, no.
How often do you think it happens that someone just goes to, like, say you live in Manhattan where everybody fucking takes Uber or whatever, and you just drive up in front of, like, a theater where you know a ton of fucking people are ordering an Uber, and you're just like, get in. I mean, you know that that happens. Some weird dude would just pick up somebody, I'm your Uber driver, and people are like, yeah, get in, and fucking are never heard from again.
Especially, like, in red light districts where people are drunk and just like, yeah, you're my Uber guy. Okay.
Yeah,
they get
exactly.
in, and it's rape city.
Well, I mean, like, once a week you see that some fucking Uber guy shot someone or fucking assaulted someone, you know. But, I mean, in their defense, it's like twice a week you see that the Uber driver was assaulted or fucking punched in the face or lambasted by some drunken idiot in the backseat, usually a chick for some reason, decides to go almighty on some poor Uber driver.
It's the Wild West in the transport industry.
It really, it is. I mean, I can't believe that that could be legal, honestly.
Yeah, me either. Me either.
You know, I mean, who did they pay off to make that legal, I wonder?
I mean, I could see, like, if you were a guy with a car and you just kind of drove around and said, hey, you need a lift? Like, that's okay. But the fact that it's like an app and, like, this organized thing with complete strangers all over the fucking world.
Yeah, and you don't need a license.
Yeah, and totally unregulated. That seems kind of janky to me.
I mean, I guess theoretically all Uber really is like, if you got a sign, like a Mr. Gaddy sign for the top of your car, you could, like, circumvent Uber. You're just kind of a cab, right, with your own personal number written on your car, and people could call you or fucking email you or text you and get a ride. Because what is Uber really doing? They're just kind of a go-between between people looking for rides and a guy giving a ride.
Yeah, they have the app.
Right, that's what I mean, though. You could just drive around, probably, and pick up as many fares if you had a thing on top of your car that said, you know, for hire or whatever.
Get a couple of magnets, need a lift.
Right, there you go. You've cut Uber right out of the fucking deal and any possibility of them taking any taxes from you.
And you could have relevant bullet points on that magnet, like, you will not get raped.
Right, rape-free, it's like 97.
Yeah, of course, have that date with, like, a flippable number so you can change it.
Well, yeah, accident-free for 8 hours. How many cell phones you returned, honestly, should be a review. We should have found out what that guy's name was that night and left him a fucking review. And be like,
yeah,
a little salty, $100, but he did return it. His Yelp.
Yeah, that guy.
What was his name?
Sanjay.
He didn't even have a name, did he?
No.
He had a number.
Told me.
It was, I think his cab number was like 0357119643.
That was it, exactly.
Yeah, I remember that. That's my photographic memory kicking in. I have a photographic memory ever since I was pushed into the woods by my older brother as a small child. I've never forgotten anything since then.
Okay. That's disturbing.
It is disturbing, trust me. What do you think about those people like Mary Lou Henner that remember everything of every fucking day of their life?
That
I mean, I have a good memory for a pot smoker. I remember a lot of stuff. But I can't imagine remembering every fucking thing of every day. Like what you wore, what you ate.
Yeah. It seems like there's just not enough room for that in your brain. And I obviously
That's what
there
I mean.
Is. But like I think I am not obsessed, but like I'm constant. My brain's constantly fucking thinking about memories and past memories. And I should have done this, should have done that. Or I remember that. I can't
I
remember.
I regret, sir Rufus.
Well, nothing but. But
the American way.
I can't imagine if, like, every little minute detail of my life between birth and now was just bouncing around in there.
Like,
I was
you're saying
my
you,
fucking mind.
Yeah, how can you think about anything? I think that would give you anxiety. But, I mean, can you really prove they're telling the truth?
No.
Okay, say she says, I remember this day and this is what I ate or whatever. Who else is going to fucking remember that? And if she does throw that shit out there, maybe it's something that she studied right, or wrote down, and she just has remembered it. Like, say, well, we can prove it because she was on TV. Well, who's to say that she just didn't see that TV clip and be like, that's what I was wearing, and that was the date?
Right.
I mean, yeah. I'm sure I'm all wrong about that, and
well, of course.
But I find it hard to believe.
But it's a publicity stunt. I mean,
if
she hasn't done anything.
If I can do it, nobody can do it. Let's be honest.
No. No, so nobody, as far as I'm concerned, can do anything because I'm
right. Not anything that I can't do. That's for sure.
Yes.
You know what I would like to do? I was watching the Carbonaro Effect. Yeah, I would love to just learn a couple of fucking random magic tricks. I think we've talked about this before. You knew a couple magic tricks, did you not?
Learn some card tricks, dude. You can learn some pretty good. Just get a deck of cards and look on YouTube. You can learn some pretty good ones that'll blow some people's minds that are super fucking simple.
And I used to know one when I was a kid, like how to pick out the card out of the deck that whoever had put back in the deck. But now I think it'd be a little rudimentary for as savvy as people are, thanks to aliens leaving technology for us on this planet.
People aren't that savvy. People like you and me are savvy, but we're rare. We're the one percenters of savviness.
You're right, actually. You are so fucking right.
Absolutely
right.
You
know what I was thinking about yesterday? I've met very few people. And there's one other guy that I met that is as clever as you, not as handsome or as talented musically, but he's kind of like the sloth. He's got a good sense of humor, right? And he just kind of fucking gets it. He kind of gets it. Fucking most people are fucking stupid, and you got to fucking hold their hand. He's a real estate broker, by the way, so he gets to see, like, all kinds of fucking stupid decisions.
Oh, man, sounds like he's cut from the same cloth.
He really is. He's like the only – I even told him the other day, we were talking, like, you know what? You're one of the few people I actually enjoy fucking talking to. Most people, I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy it one bit.
Goddamn, get him on the show. Would he be on
you
the show?
You know what? I should, actually. He's a pretty funny guy. He really is. He's
That'd
pretty
be cool.
Fun.
Get a new little element in here to see what happens. I'm game.
I think I would ask him to guest on the show. He would think he probably would think we were pretty funny, actually. He's got a good sense of humor.
Well, of course he would if he's like me and you.
So three out of how many billion people on the fucking earth? Well, he's not. Well, I'm not putting it up here with us. I'm just saying that he's not as stupid as most people. He's not as smart or as savvy as me and you, but he's one rung above, I would say. So we're like 500 rungs above.
Okay, well, if he can get our jokes and appreciate them.
And he could do that.
And we can also make fun of him.
Right. Right.
That's
he's
a goal.
He's a great fucking punching bag, this guy.
As any good friend should be.
Right. As anybody that's involved with the sloth at anything, have to realize that you are going to be the butt of every joke. So obviously you have your shopping done. You were talking about a guy who's fucking all shopped up and ready to fucking rock and roll.
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't do the shopping. The wife did, but yeah, it's all shopped up.
Is it all tucked under the tree, all wrapped up?
No, we got a dog who'll chew that shit up. So it's actually right in here, right over there.
Oh, I see it. I see it. Nice.
So, when the dogs, we put the dogs in a cage, a very tiny, small cage at night when we go to bed. So after that, we'll sneak that shit under the tree. Because we got to do our Christmas tomorrow. Because
we're
hitting the road. Yeah, we're hitting the road, driving all day Sunday. And then we do Christmas Eve with the extended family and then Christmas Day with my parents.
So do you think that your son, so you put all the presents out at night and he's like, oh my God, Santa came?
No.
I mean,
no,
because
100% no, but we like to pretend like he does.
Right. No, and I'm with that too, but I'm just like, I wonder when my daughter, who's only 10, right? And I'll tell you what, I stopped believing in Santa at like fucking 7.
Why?
Because I kind of ruined it for myself though, Rufus. What we did was me and my older brother stayed up, right, to catch Santa. And we were so savvy, or at least I was so savvy at the time, that I caught my folks. And I'm like, oh, Santa's a sham. Same day I stopped believing in Jesus Christ, to be honest with you. I'm like, I'm done. Nothing is true. Nothing is true except ancient aliens.
Well, which both influenced Christianity and Santa religion, I guess.
Dude, I saw this thing where Adam ruined Christmas.
Uh-oh.
I made my daughter watch it with me, actually. I just thought it was time. I'm like, you're 10. It's time we get to the bottom of it. Nope. Santa's not real. Even Christianity doesn't even believe in Christmas when you get down to it. No, I didn't make her watch it with me, but I taped it just in case she ever wanted to watch it.
That guy, Adam, is one of those guys that I look at him and I'm like, I just want to punch you in the face and hate you instantly. But then I watch a show and I'm like, okay, you're not that bad. This is
right.
Kind of
well, he's
funny.
Like the guy from Ancient Aliens with the hair. You're like,
yes.
Look, it's the fucking look. Why you don't have to have a look? You know what I mean? Your look can come naturally. You don't have to artificially do a look.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the look, you're like, I'll be honest with you about that. And see what I said, I'm be honest with you, but I really am going to be honest with you.
I believe you this time.
I skipped over watching that show numerous times
because
of the look. And
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I can't give the show a chance because I don't like the guy's look.
And he does it. I follow him on Twitter. Not that I spend a lot of time on Twitter, but he'll post pictures of him, like, unrelated to the show, doing something, and it's...
Right, it's that haircut.
It's just his deal.
And you're like, why? It seems so normal when you, like, explain things. But then you have to ask yourself, what part, is he just a character on that show and doesn't even write any of the fucking, you know what I mean? He probably didn't even come up with the idea or whatever. He might just be an actor who ruins everything just by explaining, even though he does mansplain things very well.
This is true.
You're kind of a mansplainer. I'm not sure what it is, but... if there was one, it would be you.
Well, let me mansplain it to you.
Please do.
No, I've never heard that term, so I can't. But I'll Google it
tomorrow.
Oh,
you really haven't? I have heard mansplain. Supposedly, it's like when a guy, explains something to a lady that's totally obvious. Like, if I'd be like, you're a lady, and I'm like, Rufus, you talk into this right here, and it goes through the computer. That's, I guess, mansplaining.
Okay, well, then I am an expert at that.
You probably are. But see, out of necessity is a whole other thing. And that's what I was telling my daughter because she was talking about mansplaining. She saw something on YouTube. And I'm like, unfortunately, even a teacher is a mansplainer. You know what I mean? I'm like, sometimes people just don't know and you have to fucking explain it. Even though it's so stupid and mundane, people are just fucking ignorant and they don't know.
Yep.
So if that's mansplaining, I guess I'm guilty of telling stupid people things. Yes. Only to benefit their own lives, though.
This is true. And when stupid people's lives are benefited, it also benefits our lives.
That's right. It's enriching for all. See what we've done there? Teach a man to think how to put gas in his car, and you've taught him how to put gas in his car for life.
If he has legs and hands.
I knew that was coming.
Properly.
I was going to say it, but I didn't have the cojones.
The cojones.
For being so politically incorrect that you will be serving time in hell.
Oh, wow. That's all right.
We already know that there is no hell. That's just a metaphor for where aliens go when they leave Earth and then we end up there eventually. Explained heaven, or they tried to explain heaven on Ancient Aliens, and I'm like, yeah, I don't think so. You know, at some point, you've got to say there are some things that can't be explained by Ancient Aliens. As hard as it is to believe, there are a few.
You think? I don't know. According to that show, pretty much everything can be explained by Ancient Aliens.
I mean, it is disturbing to think we were just seeds planted here by some other fucking... But why not? Why not? I mean, if in some other fucking reality, or even in our own galaxy, surely someone has invented time... travel, so there is no time. As soon as you have time travel, time's out the window, right?
Dude, the fucking universe is so goddamn fucking huge. And old. Old. That's the key. It's old. I mean, there could be some
10
shit
billion,
out there.
Yeah. 10 billion years? How old is the universe? I mean, how do they even fucking know? Let's be realistic.
Well, they don't know for sure. They assume, I think, 14 billion years.
Based on what? A year could be nothing. A year is a calculation in a fucking human's mind or an alien that planted us here's mind. You know what I mean? Now, I will tell you that the number 12, do you remember them talking about the number 12 on Ancient Aliens?
No.
that kind of got a little disturbing. I'm not going to lie about that. I'm like, why so many 12s is right? Because there's like 12 months of the year. 12, I mean, it's like all these fucking 12s. It almost made me sick to my 12. I was like, damn, that's a lot of 12s. A lot of things divisible by 12. Pi, the whole idea of pi kind of blew my mind a little bit. I don't know why. I just remember at the time, I was like, whoa, that's a fucking weird one.
I only have 12 teeth.
See? It's all coming together. And you have 12 toes.
I do, but two of those are fused.
Oh, okay. So technically you have 12 and a half toes.
Right.
Remember those people that are born with, like, webbed feet? You remember that movie about, or that show about the guy who could live underwater? The Man from Atlantis?
No.
You don't remember that show? It was, like, late 70s, but he lived underwater, right? And I used to think it was the coolest thing because they would show him at the beginning of the show and he'd be sitting on his couch reading the newspaper underwater and watching TV.
Are you sure this isn't SpongeBob SquarePants
Dude,
you're talking about?
You know what? I'm Googling it right now, the Man from Atlantis TV show intro. I want you to see it. You got to Google it.
I'm YouTubing it right now. The Man from Atlantis intro?
Yeah, I would do intro.
It actually suggested it for me, so that's a good sign.
There he is.
Patrick Duffy. He was on
That's right. I forgot it was Patrick Duffy. Oh, I used to love that show.
He was on Dallas with Victoria Principal, who was goddamn hot as fuck.
Oh, doubt. She's like, you know who else was hot on that show? Charlene. Remember Charlene?
I always thought... Whoever that actress is that played Sue Ellen, I was like, ooh, she's dirty.
Yeah, I know. She was dirty, too.
She
watched soap operas because every soap opera is like a Dallas. Tell me they show him sitting at the bottom of his fucking room reading the newspaper.
Yeah, I had to wait for an ad. Oh, here we go. Oh, my God. This is... Oh, that swimming is amazing.
He's like a dolphin, dude. Don't you get it? He swims like a dolphin.
I get it.
Well, I didn't see that they showed him sitting at the bottom of his pool reading the newspaper, but I'm telling you that that happened in an episode at least. It's like
Holy shit.
I remember.
This is epic.
I can't believe you don't remember. What year does it say? I didn't look. I already closed it. Does it say what year The Man from Atlantis was on?
1977.
Yeah, see, that was what? I was 7 years old, 8 years old.
Yeah, I was...
You were still...
Oh, he had webbed fingers.
Oh, yeah, he gets webbed. That's what made me think of it. His hands and feet get webbed after he's underwater for a while.
Ooh, Belinda J. Montgomery is kind of cute.
They all had big... Dude, have you watched an episode of fucking The Love Boat lately?
Alan Fudge. Lately? Is it new? Does it have new
episodes? No, but you can see, like, sometimes, like, the crappy channels will have The Love Boat on. And I'm like, man, oh, man, to be alive in the 70s, it's like so much nipples and, like, chicks with cracks not wearing bras. And I'm like, God, you can see right through these chicks' fucking shirts and see their fucking nipples on The Love Boat.
Dude, The Love Boat, Fantasy Island, Three's Company.
Oh, yeah.
All those shows were just hot as hell, even for a kid. I was just like, I don't understand
it. It was a great time to learn to masturbate, let me tell you that.
It was
like when you're looking at the JCPenney catalog and you can swear you could see some bush or some fucking nipple in a bra and you're like, fucking whores.
Man, the JCPenney catalog, Jesus Christ.
Did you ever used to like go through the catalog and circle all the stuff that you wanted for Christmas?
I did.
You did
like
too.
long before Christmas.
Whole year. Yeah, so much stuff circled that it would have been like $5,000 or $6,000 worth of fucking garbage.
I'm sure my parents feel like shit because they're like, we can't afford
this. My parents got me a stick. They're like, you're a smart kid. You're savvy. You'll make do with a stick.
They just got me more catalogs because they thought I like drawing in catalogs.
He just here, Rufus, you know what you should do? Start planning for next year.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, surprise, Rufus, we're going to get you everything you want next year. So here, start circling now.
They owe me, but they've been saying that for 44 years, so I can't wait till this Christmas.
It'll
be the best
fucking
ever.
I showed up and there was 44 years worth of fucking shit on your parents' doorstep from Amazon waiting for you.
You're going to back up a dump truck full of presents
there'd be
for
no
me.
No way it would fit in a dump truck. It would have to be like five semis full of fucking shit, probably.
I can't wait.
We got to the point where we would even circle shit that we didn't even want. You're like, oh, there's nothing on this page we want. Better circle something.
That's right. That's right. Better say
that,
sorry.
Like that's the only stuff I ever got.
I might want it next year.
Right. And they might discontinue it like they do everything good. Like a favorite pair of shoes.
Yes.
Ever like had a great pair of shoes and you're like, oh, yeah. I'll, you know, when you wear one out, you're like, I guess I'll just go back and get the same fucking pair. They were so good. And the people are like, sorry, we don't even make those fucking shoes anymore.
No, but my wife would hate me for many years because I would buy the same. I would only have one pair of shoes. One. I only need one pair of shoes. And I'd buy the same pair of shoes every time I needed shoes. And she would drag me to Kohl's or wherever and be like, hey, check out all the shoes. And I was like, oh, here's the shoes I want. And I would, that'd be it. And she was like, God damn it, you need some new fucking shoes. Some different shoes.
She's like, you're so tired. It's a look. Doesn't she get it? You're fucking, it's a brand. It's the Rufus brand, for Christ's sake.
She forced me into it. I'm wearing brand new shoes right now.
You're Doc probably Martin. Uncomfortable. I noticed your game is off tonight. I didn't want to say anything, but you don't look like you're enjoying yourself.
It's my first
night. You're going to have to hide your old shoes with your whiskey bottle in the garage so you can just go out and put your old shoes on and walk around for a while.
Doc Martens. She got me Doc Martens like I'm 18 years old and in a band.
Yeah. Who are you going to stomp on next week?
I don't know. I got to shave my head. My hair's getting
too long. What Ram rally are you going to go to?
I'm going to curb stomp somebody.
You know what happened was, what made me think of that too was Crocs, right? Crocs is now not making any of their own shoes, but someone sent me, my brother, because I wear nothing but Crocs basically, right? They're super comfortable. They take a while, you know, they take a pretty good beating and they just are fucking comfortable shoes for me for some reason. So my brother sends me a well-intentioned text that Crocs is no longer going to be making shoes, right?
What?
That's what the text headline said. So I immediately get online, dude, and order $375 worth of fucking Crocs, right? Like a five-year supply of fucking Crocs. Because I'm so sick of every time I like something, they discontinue it. Then my wife shows me this story like 3 days later that Crocs is just no longer going to operate their own factories. They're going to have their shoes outsourced. So chances are the fucking probably a Crocs quality goes up because Crocs are always a half size small. That's what I've noticed. That's the only problem.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I was going to say like if they're not going to make shoes, then what the fuck are they going to make? Because I thought that's what they made.
Yeah, that is what they. They even have their own rubber called Crocs Light. That's what they make those Crocs. See, I don't get the traditional Crocs. They have Crocs that are shoes. Here, let me show you a pair right here. See, these, look how beat up this pair is. This is like the Crocs that I wear. They're just like shoes. But look,
These
are the ones I only wear around the house. Oh, can you see that? They're so broken in that my foot is ripping through the fucking toe.
That's when you know your shoe's good.
Yeah, and I'm like, man.
I mean, really, for real.
I almost always wear these shoes for the show for the last like 2 years.
Ooh, veteran Crocs.
Yeah, they're nice and stinky and broken in with some good humor. So they'll probably be thrown out soon because I had a favorite pair of dress Crocs that I found in the garage.
Mm.
Yeah, but my wife had put them in the garage to go to like Never Never Land. And she's not talking back now because her jaw's wired shut, but I think you get the thing. The Crocs were ruined. They were ruined, Rufus.
Is her jaw still wired shut? Wait,
That was only 18 months ago. So it's like every time it gets better, I have to break. I'm like, how long would a pair of Crocs last?
Well, you're confusing
me. Her jaw
has
to be broken for that exact same amount of time.
Your wife went through some dental trauma, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. She did. Yes, she did.
Okay, so when you said jaw wired shut, I thought that was legit.
No, no, her jaw is not actually wired shut.
Okay.
But she does, she's still going through a little dental trauma, honestly.
Damn.
She's not completely over it. And this is like an 18-month ordeal when they take your tooth out, then they're going to put a post in so they can put a tooth back in, right? And I told you that she had cadaver bone, like, shoved in her jawline.
Yeah.
Now she told me she has, like, a bone spur coming out of where her tooth was. And I said, maybe it's a tooth growing back.
Oh, my God. She's going to get possessed. It's like a horror movie.
After the day she had that Sunday, I'm like, do you feel any different? Because I'm like, man, it's so weird. Your blowjobs sure are a lot better. I think you've been taken over by someone else. Probably a dead hooker. I was like, oh my God, it's Marie, the dead hooker from 4th Street's blowjob that my wife is giving now.
That's a win-win.
It is. Except for Marie, of course. Well, yeah. Maybe she gets to like live in my wife's body. Maybe it wouldn't be so bad.
Well, I got to call it a night, Zigzag. Cause
all right, Riffus.
I'm about to piss like a racehorse. We need to start playing the we're stepping up the game, 2019.
We are stepping up the game.
We're fucking real.
This is a finish out. You know how, like, season one, we'll do something up good for next week. What do you think? For the end of the year show and our, like, the grand finale of season one before we kick off season two?
Yes.
All right. So you're not going to have to pee next week is what you're saying. So you're going to...
No. This is only our first season.
That's what I mean. I mean, it's been a pretty good season, though. I'm happy with the way the season turned out. I feel like we've really cut our teeth, so to speak, in our first season.
It took us five years to get into our groove.
310 episodes, and we found it. This is the problem. We found it. We lost it. We found it. We lost it. We found it. We lost it. And now we found it again.
Well, even Abraham Lincoln started many businesses before he became the best president ever.
So, say this is our first season. How many four scores would that be from now? Four
12.
Is four scores is 12?
I have no idea what a score is.
I don't know. It's like, I think that's a decade, isn't it?
God damn.
12 years ago. So, was it four score in 12 years? Is that what he says?
Yeah, that's what he says, right? Four score and what?
I don't know. Now I'm going to have to look it up. You can leave the show if you want, but I need to know these important things.
All right, let the people know.
How long is four score? And, oh, it's 7 years.
A score is
four
7 years.
Four score is 7 years ago.
Why would there be a name for an odd number of years? That seems strange.
Okay, it turns out it was 87 years. Four score and 80. So a score is 20 years. I guess a score is like a double decade. Let's just call it that.
This is getting very complicated.
Hey, it's a complicated show, Rufus. No one ever said it was going to be. When you get into talking about ancient alien shit, you know that we fucking have found it. Thank you for sending a picture of the top of my bald head, by the way. I appreciate that.
Did I send it? I was just using. I saw the snapshot thing. I've been clicking it.
Yeah, that was rude.
I didn't know if it saved it or what it does. I just did another one.
It went to my bald head. I'm getting feedback now. All right, Rufus, I'm going to let you go. I will play us out with some tunage, if you don't mind. Folks, I know you won't mind because you got your listening ears on tonight and you got to listen to 310, the Holly Jolly Hypersloth Happy Hour with Zigzag.
And your boy Rufus.
Hello! And we'll catch you on the flip side. We're going to play out with a little bit of fried eggs and ham. That's a Rufus original right there. Let's get down and dirty.
I take a menu, please.
Fried eggs and ham, bitch. I like it. Slap it on a plate with my teeth. I bite it. I suck it in my gut. Metabolize it, do it like the Donner Party. Cannibalize it, your fried eggs and ham, bitch. Full of protein, trying to take my plate. Ha, you see me get mean, snap your neck and leave you in a ditch. Now I'm going back for seconds cause I need my dicks of fried eggs and ham coming from the farmland, where they got the fat beans and the chickens on hand. Take a chicken egg, up to the light. If you see a little chicken side, you know it ain't right for breakfast. Omelet or a quiche, you be chomping chicken bones, chicken feathers and a beak. Your fried eggs and ham, bitch, better than the weed. Might not get you high, but your belly it will feed if you're hungry. You need a hearty meal, yo, fried eggs and ham, bitch, is the real deal. Saliva flowing, my stomach knowing I'm seen to be stowing some fried eggs and ham, bitch, it does a body good. I be tracking it down everywhere like a member, but I do it for space style. I'm a breakfast food file, stacking up the plates like I'm Julia Child. I eat it on the East Coast, eat it on the West Coast. I have it down south with a biscuit or on toast. Fried eggs and ham, bitch.
Happy Hour with Zig Zag and Rufus.